The city of Prague has released new data on the number and types of cars registered by Prague residents. And for the most part, the results are what you'd expect. For obvious historic but also economic reasons, Škoda cars remain at the top of the list, although a good number of foreign makes are also registered. What's strange is the number of ancient vehicles one would be hard-pressed to see on Czech roads anymore. The Iro, built in the 1930s, of which there are supposedly several hundred, as well as later communist-era models, like the Wartburg or the Trabant. Sure, you may see some of them on Prague roads, but more often than not, their drivers will be on their way to a special social event. Jan Wellinger has details.
Yes, it's still possible to see old Trabants or even the famous three-wheel Velorex cruising corners in Prague. But in most cases, their proud owners are simply on their way to a popular Trabi or Velorex event, celebrating their vehicle's fine appearance and handling. Anything else would be surprising, especially considering the number of older and even rare models registered among the total of 570,000 vehicles. While someone out there might still be driving an ancient Aero to work every day, the National Technical Museum's Petr Košíšek believes at least some of the numbers are misleading.
Ty záznamy z policejní evidence jsou však podle mě zavádějící a obsahují.
For whatever reason, there are a great number of cars still on the registry that probably shouldn't be there. 200 Aeros, we're talking about a car made in the 1930s. There is no way these vehicles are in use. The same goes for many models from the 1950s or 60s. You won't see them on Czech roads, and you won't even see them parked. In truth, most of those vehicles were probably scrapped years ago, and the owners have died. The cars were simply never taken off the list.
Prostě nikdy nedošlo k tomu, že byl odhlášen z evidence.
By contrast, one is more likely to see performance cars, to spot a Hummer, a Ferrari, or a Corvette in the Czech capital. Among the very rarest, there are reportedly 6 Dodge Vipers, 5 Lamborghinis, and even 1 DeLorean from Back to the Future fame. Even then, how often do you really see one? And while it's true that here, like elsewhere, sleek, high-performance cars continue to carry a special allure, National Technical Museum's Petr Košíšek thinks that the attitudes of at least some of those drivers have changed.
Znamená poměrně značné množství velmi luxusních automobilů.
A lot of people were able to realize their lifelong dream of owning luxury cars, like a Ferrari or Lamborghini. But often those cars, although registered, never made it onto the road. They're simply not all that practical. And now, with new road traffic and safety legislation in effect since July, it's gotten even more difficult, so we don't see models like that often on Prague roads. Many of the roads themselves aren't the best quality, and for low-lying sports cars, they aren't ideal.
In Prague, as in the rest of the Czech Republic, Škodas remain by far the most popular car. Both older models that have survived from the 80s, but are surely on their last wheels, as well as newer models like the Felicia and currently produced Fabia and Octavia. Though countless foreign brands are fully competitive, Škoda continues to have an edge for both historic as well as often personal reasons. Many Czechs will tell you that they continue to stick with the car simply because they've driven Škodas their whole life.